Good afternoon. It's another 5 minutes of me talking. And actually, I think the reason I enjoy doing this is not out of some narcissistic, self-important, listen to me talking, everybody, because what I'm saying is what you all want to hear. I think it's somehow connected to the fact that I have probably wrongly been looking at ADHD, and I think I tick a lot of those boxes. It's like we're on Holmes Under the Hammer. Does it tick a lot of boxes? Do the Bob Mortimer thing off Atletico Mince now. But I think it helps me speak and get the words out of my head and get the nonsense that's going through my brain out into the open, released into the wild, and left to run off into the I would say blue yonder, but the yonder is not blue at the minute. It's very grey, albeit dry. But those words that I utter, those thoughts that are manifesting themselves through vocal representation, can fuck off out of my head. I mean, it doesn't always work, to be honest with you, because I'll sit there, here, not there, because I am here, I'm not there. I'm sitting here now doing it. I sit here and I talk about it and I get out what's in my head, and it's there, gone. But ultimately, things still hang about, because what I'm talking about is of no consequence to my life or existence, is it? Yesterday, I was talking about octopuses being walls. It was merely a stream of consciousness, as is this. So maybe if I were to sit and talk about all my internal struggles and problems and blah, blah, blah that we all have, and if I was to vocalise those, maybe it would be constructive. But that is the last thing I'm going to do on a public platform where anybody can access, including the baby Jesus, the Pope, my mother, my father, my son, my wife, my cats, if they develop opposable thumbs and the ability to operate advanced technological machines like computers, which I presume are still technically advanced. I mean, they're advanced as far as cats are concerned. But what about cat earphones? I suppose they could listen. Well, actually, because cats have got such good hearing, you could probably put the volume really low, couldn't you? Almost like a dog whistle. Can cats hear dog whistles? Do any of you know if cats can hear dog whistles? Because we all know cats have got a good sense of hearing. How does their hearing compare to dogs? And it probably depends on the dog, doesn't it? I don't know. But they've got superior hearing to us, haven't they? So I would guess if dogs, cats wanted to listen to my talking, they wouldn't really get it, because cats aren't very compliant to conversation anyway, are they? They're not even compliant to demands or requests. Cats probably see as demands, but requests that they sit or eat or go outside. They're very much cued by standard kind of almost Pavlovian responses, food, aren't they? So you rattle a thing of dreamies, and the little fuckers go all wide-eyed and meowly, start rubbing up against your leg and purring like pricks. Dogs are the same, I admit, but dogs, you can see, I'm falling into this whole trap of the standard cat-dog trope, aren't I? But it's, you know, it's where this chat has headed, so it's where it will continue. You say you can train a dog to sit relatively quickly. You can train a dog to roll over relatively quickly. You ask a cat to roll over, it looks at you like you're a piece of shit on its shoe. But that's not because it's not wanting to roll over. That's because it has no base instinct to follow fucking instructions, unless you wave a dreamy about. But all it'll do then is creep. Won't do any tricks, won't dance or whatever other tricks that other animals might do. It will merely look at you meow, rub up against your leg, look up at you, meow, rub up against your leg, give it a dreamy, ask for more dreamies, continue to ask for dreamies until you tell it to fuck off and kick it outside. And when I say kick, I don't mean physically kick. I would never kick a cat. I might forcibly budge it with the flat side of my foot, but at no particular pace or weight, force times mass acceleration, all of that. But I would never kick a cat. Anyway, I've done 5.5 minutes now, so thanks for not listening. Bye.